Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. So we're here at the Shrine of Knock, and both my wife and I were sort of thinking the same thing, so I wanted to share it with you. And I just want to share with you what an amazing shrine this is and how much there is here. So for instance, I was looking at different things. They have adoration pretty much every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., from 9 to 6 in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, and then in the Apparition Chapel, they have Mass at least 2 to 3 times a day, if not more, because different priests will offer in the Apparition Chapel. They have many prayers, many places for prayer. They have confession pretty much every day. They have spiritual direction and counseling, and where they'll guided prayer. There's just so many things. They had an amazing bookstore. They had a museum that was just really well done. The bookstore was amazing. I was just surprised at how many really great books there are. And then there's another bookstore just across the shrine that's has even more things. Beautiful cemeteries. They have a holy water here. We're just amazed at how many things there are here, despite the fact that this is a little known shrine. It's known here in Ireland and in a few different places, but it's not a Marian apparition or an apparition that people know enough of, and especially for us English speakers, there's not that difficulty of learning another language. So there's
everything is in English.
So if that's important to you, and that makes it very easy, there's plenty of places to stay. And so it just kind of begs the question, why don't more people come here? And I think part of it is because the Irish are very shy and they maybe, you know, don't tend to promote it enough. It's just kind of like this kind of Irish humility, but it needs to be promoted more. And there are many that wish that it was more promoted, that wish more people knew about it. And you need to come here. The graces that we've received have gotten better and better and better every day. There are so many things that have happened, and it's just been really, really, really amazing. Many stories of healing here, more that I will share over the next few videos, because we need to hear about these things and realize what a treasure it is. So this is just a little bit, just kind of like a 3-minute snippet. And that's it. I will be sharing a lot more because there's a lot to unpack of what's happened to us. Have a beautiful day. In case you're wondering what the village of Knock looks like, this is what it looks like. We're just going to do a tiny little walking tour. It is a super cute little village. The week that we've been here has been moderately busy, not a whole lot. It's kind of a sleepy little town. It doesn't sort of wake up till like about 9 or 10 a.m. Just so you get kind of like a little sense of, if I go to Knock, what does the surrounding look like? And we've been here for a week and have really, really enjoyed it. Most people come for a couple days because there's a little bit of this sense of that there's not a lot to do. But we have found in the week that we've been here that there is a lot to do. A lot of people to meet. That's the biggest part. Meeting the people is really the best. People are in Ireland are extremely friendly. And there's lots of little... So this is kind of walking. This is what the entrance to the shrine looks like. And then we're going to walk kind of down to the apparition. So you just see just literally what that looks like. This is a little town square where you can get free Wi-Fi. And that's a great coffee shop over there, what you're looking at. And then it's small. It's definitely smaller than Lourdes and Fatima. But there's still lots of little cafes and restaurants, places to walk around. And then here on the right is called the St. Mary's Hotel. This has a chapel where Archdeacon Kavanaugh, the priest that really behind Knock, where he died. And then down there's a few more things, but it kind of ends a little bit. And now we're going to just walk over here. You can see how quiet it is. very, very, very peaceful. There's a big, big shrine, which is really beautiful. A lot of places have a new church. The church is not as pretty. It's very beautiful inside. It has a really pretty mosaic. And then this is the apparition chapel. The glass always reflects the clouds, so it looks amazing. And then that's where the apparition happened. And then just has really big grounds to walk on, Stations of the Cross over there. Here is the holy water that sometimes people have been healed by. Down there, kind of in the distance, is a confessionals. They have confessions all the time during the day when things are open. So yeah, that's a short, less than 4-minute tour of Knock. See you in the next one.